Howdy everybody out there, this is Big Beefin.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew your podcast. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man. That's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass and don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy. Nice.
Shane? Are you there, good buddy? Oh, Shane.
Did mess up. My microphone was muted for some reason.
Okay. Well, I don't see you. You got your... Yeah, there you are. Do you see me?
Hey, that does this stupid fucking blur. No, I don't see you.
Okay, there you go. You see me.
There you go. All right. So, let's start this Big Beefing real quick. I got a new bit that we're doing. It's called Rap Songs from the 90s.
Rap Songs from the 90s.
I'm just going to read a rap song from the 90s. I'm not gonna add anything to it. I'm just gonna read the words from the page. Okay.
I lost your picture again.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna be able to read them and do the thing at the same time. So you just have to listen to me.
Or look at your feet the whole same time.
All right. You ready? Here we go.
All right. Let's go.
All right. So this song is Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys.
Paul Revere. Okay.
Now, here's a little story I've got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. Started way back in history with Ad Rock, MCA, and me, Mike D. I had a little horse named Paul Revere, just me and my horsey and a quart of beer, riding across the land, kicking up sand, sheriff's posse on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely beastie I be, all by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat, the air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said, howdy. He said, hi. He told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run, and that he's dying of thirst. The brew was in my hand, and he was on my tip. His voice was hoarse. His throat was dry, and he asked me for a sip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. He had a chance to run. He pulled his shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head, and this is what he said. Now, my name is MCA. I've got a license to kill. I think you know what time it is. It's time to get ill. Now, what do we have here? An outlaw and his beer? I run this land. You understand? I've made myself clear. We stepped into the wind. He had a gun, and I had a grin. You think this story is over, but it's ready to begin. Now, I got the gun. You got the brew. You got two choices of what you can do. It's not a tough decision, as you can see. I can blow you away, and you can ride with me. I said, I'll ride with you if I can get to the border. The sheriff's after me for what I did to his daughter. I did it like this. I did it like that. I did it with a wiffle ball bat. So I'm on the run. The cops got my gun. And right about now, it's time to have some fun. The King Ad Rock, that is my name. And I know the fly spot where they got the champagne. We rode for 6 hours. Then we hit the spot. The beat was a bumpin', and the girlies was hot. The dude was staring like he knows who we are. We looked to the empty spot next to him at the bar. MCA said, yo, 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 you know this kid? I said, I didn't, but I know he did. The kid said, get ready, because this ain't funny. My name is Mike D, and I'm about to get money. Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky. He yelled, stick him up, and let two fly. Hands went up, and people hit the floor. He wasted two kids that ran for the door. I'm Mike D, and I get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. MCA was hit, and he's my ace. So I grabbed the piano player, and I punched him in the face. The piano player's out. The music stopped. His boy had beef, and he got dropped. Mike D grabbed the money. MCA snatched the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a beer that's cold. That's the musical stylings of Beastie Boys, Paul Revere.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I'm like, all right, well, I can probably say I've never heard of that song, you know.
No, me and Jake, who listens, We were at a party one time back when we were living in that crappy apartment in Corsicana about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And man, you know, it's a party. It's popping. We got a crap ton of people over there. People are drinking. Shit, you might even been there, John. People are drinking and everything, just carrying on. And that song comes on the radio. And we're listening to it. And I looked over at Jake, and I can't remember who said it. It's probably him. He was like, man, these songs in the 90s weren't that complicated. And then the guy says, he said, howdy. I said, hi. And we just could not stop laughing because that was the dumbest lyrics that we had ever heard in a song. So I figured that would be a good one to start it off. But I could have went with one that, like, you know, one of the M&Ms, which is like rated fucking R, and start off with that. But I was like, let me start off with something that's a little goofy that's, you know, Beastie Boys.
Aaron would have done that first. Aaron would have done, like, no, I want to do a rated R M&M.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, that's where we're going. But the reason why this came about is the other day, me and Aaron were we were playing Halo, and because I've been playing the shit out of the game, and there was one part where I said, "Wouldn't it be nice to be alive?" And then there's a Beastie Boys song that goes "Alive," and Aaron said, "Yeah, I always wondered what those lyrics were." So I pulled it up, and the fucking lyrics were ridiculous. Like, they were so stupid, and it was. I'd always thought they said tip, tip, dive, but it says dip, dip, dive. Dip, dip, dive. You're lucky to be alive or some shit like that. And don't you look like you just got out of Tron? Like, you just fucking walked right out of Tron in this bitch. Like, you just fucking put that selfie light on, like, fucking just crawled right out of Tron.
Yeah, I got my TikToks later.
Yep. Oh, how's that going, by the way? You still, you get to 14 yet?
No, 13-3 right now.
Okay. So the new character, how's he going? The shirtless guy, Jay. How's he doing? Jay doing good?
That was actually his first appearance, so we'll see how he works out.
Yeah, man. You know, you see a lot of like influencers and what their thing is. They'll be talking just normal, and they'll say, you know, somebody be like this, and then they switch to their other character, or they look ratty, and then all of a sudden they look beautiful, or they look beautiful, and then they look ratty. Or, you know, like your guy, you'll be like John, you'll be looking over there, and then it's the smart John, and then it's Jay. And it's pretty good.
Dale likes the John, because, you know, John's just full of insults for JP. So
yeah, no, the insults are funny.
Pretty much based off Daniel. You know, doesn't matter what John does. I mean, doesn't matter what JP does. I'm going to insult him every time.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time before somebody catches one of those clips and says, you know, it's really funny. And then bam, you know, that's when you get like another 10,000 followers, just like that.
You just got to make them. You just got to pump them out, man. You know, things I think are going to suck, I end up getting thousands. Things I think are going to be thousands, I get like 100, you know. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah, I was telling Aaron, I was like, man, you know, because he was saying, you know, John's podcast, the last few ones have been really funny. And I was like, yeah. And I thought about doing like some myself, but John, I can't sit there and talk to myself for 15 fucking minutes. Like, I get bored. Like, I tried it one time and I was like, well, what else do I got to talk about? And I was like, I guess that's about it. Like, I just can't, fucking go on those rants. Like, I could tell stories, but I got to have some, you know, listening. I got to have, you know, somebody there with me, like, that I can bounce off of, that I could, you know, I could see and it's shit.
Definitely, yeah, a refining moment. Like, all right, going back to the beginning, I'm like, man, I sound like garbage. But I slowly refined myself. I know Dan's going, no, it just sounds like shit, John, but it slowly got better. It's like the TikTok. You got to slowly find yourself, like, okay, this is what I'm all about. You know, it's kind of like that.
Your earlier podcast, you could hear a lot of the wind from the car a lot. That seems to have gone now. And then, sometimes you would get caught rambling. So every now and then, John, you just fucking wreck. Like, it just fucking all goes off the rails, and then you bring it back. But like, there was a couple times where I was like, Jesus Christ, he's totally like, sometimes you get a little nervous on the ending when you're wrapping it up.
I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why I can start. I get in the middle, end it. Well, all right, everybody.
Yeah, so I think one time you said,
I'm a starter.
Yeah.
Or middle, but I'm not a closer. Okay, I'm not a closer guy.
I want to say one time you said, and always, y'all be safe. And always, like I always say, y'all be safe. And me, y'all be safe. And I'll talk to you, like you said it like three fucking times. And like, it was all fucked up. And I was like, yeah, he jacked that up, man. Like, that didn't end very well.
It's also about my surroundings. Like, well, let's try not to hit this car over here, or let's try to go 40 miles per hour. I mean, I'll be so ranchy, Shane. I'll slow down like 40 miles per hour going down 635. Like, oh fuck, I'm fucking on the highway.
Yeah, you hit that ending three times. One time I was like, Jesus, man, he's fucking all over the place. But otherwise, they're good. John Aaron said that.
From sea to shining sea.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one. That one was good, though, because you just kept going and going and going and going. I was like, okay, he's going to do this for 5 minutes. Like, he's going to do the whole podcast is him just talking about where the fuck he's going and how big something is.
For like, the galaxy, just, I don't know about what I said. I got to find that one. Made no sense.
I don't know if you caught it, but that one where you were talking about Bill Clinton and you're like, come over here and let me grab that fat tit. Like, I took that and I put it at the start of one of the big beefings. I just put that part in there where he just said, let me grab that fat tit. Like, that's all I put on there. Just that part, because I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. That one had me laughing. Like, Aaron said, he was like, oh man, you know, me and you should listen to John's podcast and see who laughs the first. I'm like, because I guess the last couple when you've had Aaron rolling. But I was like, you know, I'll laugh at him. But, you know, the rolling on the floor laughed at him just every now and then. Like, a lot of times, oh, yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's on.
It's definitely come a long way to finally getting better. And I know Aaron said he liked the one about the movie theater. You know, that was pretty funny.
Now, what you need to do, and I don't know how you're going to do it, but you need to talk Daniel and putting all them damn puppet shows up on TikTok. Uh-huh. And don't let him stitch. Don't let him share nothing. Just put those puppet videos straight up on TikTok and share them, because you got 13,000 followers. So, you know, start sharing them. And you can stitch them. You can come back behind the lines and be like, you know, thanks, Daniel. Or, yeah, that's my brother, y'all. I'm John. Or, like, if you didn't know this, that's me. And say some shit. But he needs to get those because – you know, on Facebook with us, man, he's not going to get more than like 10 or something, you know, and everybody thinks they're funny. Like, nobody's looked at him and said, you know, they suck. I mean, everybody thinks they're funny. So, I don't know.
I would try to get him to do something, but, you know, he gets off track sometimes. He's still thinking about his movie. He still wants to do it, but he got sidetracked again with other projects. You know how it goes. But Dale could do it. Like I said, as long as you can make one, 3 minutes. The shortest one, 15 seconds. You know, he doesn't even a 30-second one. So you can do 3 minutes to 30 seconds to 15 seconds. So,
well, his puppet things are only like a minute long. So
yeah,
so
they can easily make them and post them on it. And a lot of times it's like when you do Instagram, and it all fucking depends on the hashtags you use. It all depends on that. And if they let me do more than 500 characters, I would just load that bitch up with all kinds of shit, you know, just to catch it.
Does Daniel, when he does the puppet thing, does he have what he says written down, or is he just shooting from the hip?
The fly chain. So Dale might get the idea, but damn, boom, straight from the hip.
Because some of it seems like I thought like he'd be pausing and he's reading it for a second to figure out, because he's trying not to laugh. And he's like, Dad, why are you doing that? And then like you can tell like he's trying not to go like spit all over the fucking camera. But I was thinking maybe he's reading any of us what's about to come, or he's just impromptu. I don't know.
The place was where like the cat interrupts him, like the cat's bit the puppet. Like that shit was funny.
Oh, poor Daniel. Damn cat.
But yeah, I mean, the movie theater one, that one was funny. The last couple I think are pretty funny. They all like, so it's just like said, fine tuning to what people want now, you know. So
to get everybody up to speed, you had said that your niece got promoted to first chair or something, was going to be in the high school band, and they had a concert on Thursday, but you already had your tickets to Spider-Man. Now, what time was the concert at?
7.
But your Spider-Man movie was over like at 6:30. Like, y'all couldn't have made that work?
No, because 4:45, 5:56, 6:07. Wasn't it like 3.5? Wasn't it like, no, I would. Well, yeah. I guess
the movie's two, the movie, the total movie, if you stay all the way through the credits, 2.5 hours long. But with the credit, so you would have been done right. I said, y'all could have got in a little late. You couldn't have just walked in a little late?
Well, no, because we were hungry, went to eat, you know, so.
No, you can get food at the theater. They got hot dogs, nachos.
We had a
popcorn.
Yeah, good Mexican food.
Okay, so you had to go out to eat while your niece is sitting there playing away. You're like, that was a good movie.
I'm finding on YouTube. I'll YouTube. but without any spoilers, well, how did your evening go? Like going to the movie theater, like You got there, you finally see some good. Was it packed out in there? You know, was someone smelly behind you, in front of you? How was
It was smellier at AEW. It was smellier at pro wrestling. I don't know if it was the hot dogs or the nerds, but something. John, there's not a lot of manly guys that go to pro wrestling. It's a lot of like people like Jonathan Reed. Like they're like the manly guys are the rich guys that are sitting up front. Like the guys that they want on TV, you know. But back where I was at, like it's a bunch of fucking like you know.
What happened to you when you said you were sitting in your seat? The guy got mad. Those kind of people.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought there was a fight about to break out, but that little nerd, that little Jonathan Reed looking dude stood up and said, "Come back to your seat, sir." Like, got fucking pissed.
If I'm you, how far are they, like two seats from you?
Yeah, no. So the guy that, okay, so let me just frame this for everybody. We go to AEW, right? It's me, Sarah, and a coworker. John didn't get to go because Sarah, fucking just drama, whatever the fuck. That's another fucking story, but some bullshit where I asked Sarah three times if she fucking wanted to go. She blew it off. So I was like, fuck it. I'm buying the tickets for me, John, and my friend. So I bought the tickets and I'm watching AEW. And Sarah's like, I told Sarah, I was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And she's like, oh, well, let me see if Ruth can watch the boys. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, because we're going to be going to the wrestling. I said, you're not going. I didn't buy you a ticket. You didn't say nothing. She was like, well, you can tell she's all bothered by it. She's like, fuck, man. So I called you and I was like, hey, man, let me get that ticket. So anyways, it's me, Sarah, and a coworker. John got, you know, shit on. We go, and the first match is, the first three matches are dark matches. They're YouTube matches.
Yeah.
Pretty insignificant. Not a whole lot. Like, the only big star that came out was Ruby Soho. Nobody else of note had walked out. And so then they start Danielson versus Adam Page. And this is the big one, right? This is for the championship. And Danielson's coming off of WWE, former WWE champ, against homegrown Adam Page, which is the AEW champion. And the match is starting, and we're probably about 10 minutes in. And I'm fucking eating my hot dog. Got hot dog with extra jalapenos. Sarah's got a bucket of popcorn. Carly's got her nachos. And there's a guy sitting next to her. So we're on 4, 5, and 6 from the aisle. So I'm the fourth chair from the aisle.
Okay.
And there's a blank chair, which we found out later. We were sitting in the wrong seats. We all had to move over, but whatever. There's an empty chair, and then there's two people beside me. And then there's the aisle. This fucking guy walks down the aisle, and he's not a big guy. He's not, he's wearing glasses or whatever. And he looks at he walks down the aisle, and he says, "Hey, you motherfucker. You don't got to fucking go over everybody like that. We're trying to watch the goddamn show." And I thought at first it was like, if I had ran into you, I'm like, "John, you son of a bitch. You know, what are you doing here? Like, calling him out." That's what I thought. Cause that's I kind of do that shit all the time. But the guy sitting next to Carly says, "Hey, goddamn it. You're not going to fucking talk to me like that, you fucking piece of shit." And I'm thinking, okay, friends, still could be friends. And the other guy comes back again. He's like, "Motherfucker, I'll kick your fucking ass." And then the guy comes back and he says, "Hey, goddamn it, try to enjoy the fucking show. You're fucking ruining it." And at this point, I'm like, okay, they're not playing. Like, and they're going back and forth. And I'm just staring ahead, you know, watching the thing. And they're going back and forth. And it's starting to get more heated. And I look over at Carly, and Carly's like sitting back into her chair, you know, because the guy next to her is starting to like get where he's about to stand up and start pointing. And this little fucking, so yeah, it was three people. I'm three people away from this dude. So this little dude, I'm saying he's about the same size as Jonathan Reed. I mean, exactly like Jonathan Reed, maybe a little bit thinner. He looks over at the guy, puts his hands up in the air and says, "Hey, man, go sit back to your fucking seat, man. Get out of here. Just go back to your seat, man. Stop this shit." And I kind of waved, and the guy's like, "Man, fuck this." Turns around and just left. Walked right out of the building. Didn't grab his shit. Turned around and walked right out of the fucking building. So that was that. And then everything went back to normal. And I found out what happened was the guy sitting next to Carly, he got up to go piss. And instead of making us all stand up, because, you know, it's a pain in the ass. We all got to stand up. And he's got to scoot around down the aisle. The seats where the guy that came down that was pissed was sitting at, they were empty except for his. So he walked over the seats and just walked over them. And that guy didn't like it because he didn't like him coming down his aisle to walk over the seats. And he's like, hey, you know, you were just one guy versus me making the whole row stand up. I just walk in front of you. And the guy didn't like that. He's like, why the fuck are you walking in front of me? You could have just went down to your seat. You didn't have to do that. And yeah.
That guy was on that thing, I guess. I mean,
you know, people, there's times where I jumped over seats because it's like, I'm not going to do all that. There's, you know, there's empty seats here. I could just walk right over it. I ain't going to make anybody get up. And so I guess he was just having a bad night. And that one little dude wasn't having it, man. He's fucking wasn't going to settle for it.
Shut his ass down. That's what I'm talking about. He shut him down.
Yeah, and that little nerdy dude, he was talking to us like we knew him. He talked to everybody there like we knew him, like we're buds with him, like talking about the matches and shit. And anyways, it was fun. So, yeah, the next day, I'd asked Sarah, I was like, hey, you want to go watch the new Spider-Man movie? We can just leave the kids over at your sister's house. And she's like, I'm not really interested in seeing that. And I was like, okay. And, you know, because she didn't know how much Doctor Strange would be in it. I'm like, I think he's going to be in it a lot. And he was. And so I just went and saw it on my own. Get there, the theater, you know, when I bought the tickets, as I was buying, because I bought one, I was like, I don't want to sit there. And I went back to another spot. And as soon as I logged out, the seat I was looking at, it had just sold. And I was like, oh, well, let me sit over here then. And then Sarah was like, wait, I think I can get it cheaper through this app. And I was like, okay, try your app. I'll back out. She logs in. The seat I was looking at then, it was gone. So I didn't get any of the two good seats that I wanted. I had to sit on the second row. But the way they work now in the movie theaters, they've got recliners. And the screen's far enough ahead to where, you know, you can see it pretty good.
Yeah, lean back.
Yeah, so I was just leaning back. And, yeah, it was fine. Yeah, the crowd was full. So the theater, I don't know if there was an empty chair there. There might have been one or two. Movie starts off, you know, it's a flashback. You're going, oh, I can't spoil it because Nico's going to watch it tomorrow. But the parts that you would think that popped, I mean, they popped. And the crowd was into it, man. They were cheering. There was fucking grown men crying and shit and bawling.
Work, people crying. I don't believe you, like, men were crying. Like, go watch the movie. You're going to hear grown men crying in that movie.
I don't get that, man. Like, when I was a kid, there was a couple movies that I would cry at. Like, if somebody's fucking dog got killed or some shit or, you know, something happened. But, you know, a Spider-Man movie, I don't get it. Like, I cried when Roger was born. Like, I shed some tears then. But a fucking, you know, and I when you have kids, yeah, you get a little bit more sympathetic to people getting hurt and dying on screen.
Yeah, you do. We, you know.
Because you think, oh, you know, I'd hate that to happen to my kid. Or, you know, I'd hate my kid to have to see that happen to me. And so that's a little bit different. But fucking, like, the guy that, no. Crying because somebody shows up, kiss my ass.
Oh, he cried because someone showed up? That's why he cried?
Yeah, I mean, you hear that, you know, from the.
I was cried for a different reason.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that part was sad, too. But,
yeah, you know, someone showed up, like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a movie where they did. I mean, as far as Spider-Man goes, it's the best. I'm just going to say it's the best. I mean, the best one that I've seen.
Is it clear to say that, like, for the next probably, I'm going to guess, 5 years, it's going to be multiverse movies, you know?
Yeah, I mean, where else do they got to go? I mean,
like, back when we were growing up, it was all Western movies. Then it translated to all cop movies. You right. know, and what was after that? I tried the two sea monster movies, I think. You remember Deep Rising, all that bullshit.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
It, sea monster movies, they had translated to, what else was there?
Yeah, I think what you do next is you've got to start going on different characters, but since you can't use the same actors for 20 fucking years, you got to get different versions of them. So, and I think...
It's a good idea. It is really good. You know, you can do that, you know.
I think within the next 10 years, they'll probably have Miles Morales. They'll probably have the Black Superman. I can't remember his name. Earth 23 Superman. They'll probably have...
They're working hard for that.
They've been talking about him for like 3 years playing it. And...
But then, like, it's not even like Marvel and DC. You see, like, you saw a trailer I've got what it's called now.
Yeah.
Then Michael Bay. As soon as people start talking about multiverse, Michael Bay jumped on that and that other movie. I can't remember the title of, but
yeah. Well, and then, you know, when the Infinity or Endgame came out, you know, that was time travel. Then you had the Infinite Crisis, the DC shows, that was time travel. You had the Justice League, which is supposed to be about time travel because Flash goes back in time. You had the Tenet movie, which was about time travel. I want to say Star Wars. No. Yeah. Yeah. Star Wars have time travel? No, I don't think Star Wars did. No. But still, yeah, a lot of fucking time travel. Like, time travel is just going out the ass. And now, yeah, multiverse seems to be the way to go.
Off the rail again. When you go watch the Flash movie, Shane, are you going to feel a certain way when you see Michael Keaton in the Batman outfit? I think like, wow, I watched this when I was how old?
If they do it the way they did this last movie, yes.
How old were you when you saw first Batman?
I was six, man. My dad took me 89. It was that shitty little theater in the course of Canada that's a church now. And we had to sit on the first row because my dad got there at the last minute. So I had a crick in my neck because I was looking up the whole time. And all I remember from that movie is because I fell asleep, is Batman standing out looking over the bat signal at the end of it. And that's what I remember because that's my memory. I know I probably saw more than that, but that's what I remember. And then my dad having to carry me out in his arms and I remember it was cold as fuck. So that movie came out in July, but I was like, God damn, man, I remember it being fucking cold. So I don't know if like it's just because it made so much money. Of course, the Canna played it forever and we watched it closer to the wintertime. But yeah, 89, I remember. It depends on how he is revealed. If they show up, they'll go to the Batcave. I'm gonna know what's going on.
What's gonna happen is Flash is gonna go back in time by action or wherever why he goes back in time for. He's gonna go, man, I gotta find Bruce. He's gonna run to the Batcave, and no, that's the other way around. I'm thinking about the other Wayne, his dad beating his ass. Yeah. So how did he go meet the Bruce Wayne Batman?
Yeah, I just gotta see how it unfolds. It could be
that was his dad. I got that backwards.
It could be as magical as this last movie was. It could be. It could have me feeling the same way. I won't know until I see it.
It's not gonna do nothing with magic. You remember, they're not gonna play a magic thing. They're gonna play straight time.
Oh yeah. No, it'll be time travel. Yeah,
but it'd be interesting to see how. Well, maybe he runs. I don't know. They might change it up. I don't think they would, but he runs in different directions.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Oh, here's Batman's dad. A different universe. Here's Bruce Wayne, Michael Keaton Batman. You know, hell, I would be surprised if he ran a different way. I mean, like the real twist is like he ran back and there's Robert Pattinson Batman. Like,
right. Christian Bale. Like,
that'd be cool. Like, even if it's like a quick look, you know, he just runs the other way. That'd be awesome.
If you see like he's there, like there's some shit going down at the end, and then all of a sudden the tumbler lights light up. And you hear the engine roar.
I would take just a tumbler. I would take that. I would think just take just a tumbler, you know.
And then Christian Bale comes on and he says, I got this. I'm here. Or watch out. You know, some shit like that, you know. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know if Adam West would ever been in it, but, you know.
Or maybe they'll cut to the Ezra Miller shelf and he's got a little Lego Batman. And, like, it animates and says, I'm Lego Batman. Like runs off.
That would be funny if somehow they just put the Lego in there. At least people know that was a Lego you. You know that would still be funny to see a Lego Batman.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, you know, in one of those movies, I think it was Shazam. There was a cutscene of a kid playing with a Batman and Superman toy. He was playing with them, and so I don't know. Maybe they will have a Lego in there. The news just broke that Wonder Woman's going to be in the new Shazam movie.
So really?
We don't know what she's going to be doing, but she's going
to
be in it.
She has to help out with Black Adam. She has to help.
Maybe so. Maybe she's the one that goes up against Black Adam. Maybe it's not Superman.
I don't know nothing about it, but I bet you a dollar Wonder Woman ties him up in the rope and says, how do we defeat you? And he tells him, I got to say.
Shazam! And then he turns back into the Rock.
That sounds too simple, but be weird if I nailed that. Like, how do you defeat you? I gotta say the magic words. What's the magic words? Shazam! He like turns to dust. And, like he goes, oh no! He turns to fucking dust. You know.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how Shazam will interact with the League because you know, being a kid against you know, would he be friends with the Flash? Because the Flash is kind of goofy. You know, where would he fit in?
I think right where the cartoon was, he'll fit in like the goofy characters, like a Rubber Man, the Flash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And somehow Batman, Superman, a little bit. You know.
Well, in the cartoons, Batman is always like Shazam because you know he's always recruiting teenagers and shit. So he's always like, you know, hey, give the kid a chance.
Called out. You know what? Right. What they always like about Batman. You're not gonna call him out. Like, don't call me out. You know, cause I won't put you back. I always like that shit.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know, well, and he
call out Batman. And he really comes back. You know.
Oh yeah. He went,
like Superman tore the roof off his fucking car. You know. Yep. Didn't give a shit. Do you bleed? Like he's still talking.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, let's go right now. Like, and even though he didn't even know how to stop him at that point, like
he could kill him right there. No.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, he had no clue.
I'm not prepared for this, but I'm not backing down from this.
So there's rumors going around that Steve Rogers may return in the next Captain America movie. And he might have a little appearance.
Something in time.
Oh God, more time travel.
Well, he took the stones. So it might be a move by him putting the stones back and how
adventures.
It might be. Probably mildly ingenious.
You know, the thing about that, I kind of just like the way it ended. He did his thing, and then he ended up living a good life. Like, he got to be with that girl. Maybe they did go on adventures after that. Maybe they didn't. But, you know, he made it seem like...
I think you saw the same video I did, that he might have went back and danced with Meg. With Meg? What was her name?
Peggy Carter.
So there was a thing that said... He might have went back in time and just danced with Peg, but then he went and saved Natasha, put the Soul Stone back, and they lived together, you know.
Well, I don't know, because they fired that bitch.
So. Yeah, so she might have ruined that. You know, I'm not against that. I mean, you know, COVID happened, contracts might have been overlooked. They changed the direction because they have to find a way to make money. And yeah, technically her money was coming from here and there, blah blah blah. It's all that legal stuff. But real quick, do you think it was wrong or that she was right?
So yeah, to fill everybody in, what happened is Scarlett Johansson, who plays the Black Widow, when her movie came out, the Black Widow came out. It came out over the summer, so you know COVID's still going on.
Yeah.
And it was right when the Delta variant started back up, so we thought, okay, things are getting good. We're going to open up the theaters. Oh, Delta variant. And Disney went ahead and put it up on their web service, like the way HBO Max is doing. And originally, Scarlett Johansson was promised a certain cut as part of her contract. Yeah, of what the movie would make. But that was only the movie shown in theaters, not the movie shown on Disney Plus. And what's shitty about it is HBO Max, the way they do theirs, you don't pay for the movie. You just get the movie. It's part of the service. Mm-hmm. But Disney charges you for that movie. So you got to pay for the service. Or in my case, John has to pay for the service, and you've got to pay for that movie. And, you know, and she was pissed because she's like, okay, all those sales you're getting off the movie, I'm not getting a cut of that. Screw you guys. And I can't remember if she actually tried to sue or something. She
tried to sue.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they both try to, Disney tried to save face.
Yes.
You know, because like, if that comes to happen, like, you come at me saying, like, hey, that wasn't in my contract. Yeah, we're going to put it on the streaming service. Oh, well, everything happened, so we went and did that. So that cut into your money. So
right.
You don't get a cut of that money? No, you're just only for the movie theater. Yes, but y'all kind of changed the contract. Y'all kind of broke the contract
right. When
you put it on your streaming service. Yes, it's legally y'all's, but y'all kind of broke contract, you know? So
I mean... Yeah. I don't know what she thought to gain. Like, that's my thing. What are you trying to get here? She was going to get millions anyway. So, I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know, okay, yeah, you didn't get as much you were going to get. But what were you banking? Were you getting ready to buy a fucking island? And you're like, oh, shit, I can't buy that island now. I mean.
It's like one of those things saying, like, okay, I still want to save face and continue playing this character I love playing with a company that I know is legit, or don't want to throw a fit. About a couple million, and I know they're going to fire me. I'm never going to play this character ever again.
Well, and maybe she did want out of it. Maybe she wants to do other things. Because be honest, man, she doesn't bring much to that role. Like, I liked the Black Widow movie, but I didn't like it for her. I liked it because of the Crimson, the red guy, whatever his name is, Red Guardian, or whatever his fucking name is. I liked it for him. I didn't care about her. I don't know, man. I think Disney, fuck. Disney don't care, man. Their legal team, they ain't fucking around. Like, Disney will cancel your shit. Like, you got to be on your game. Like, Disney, John, Disney is trying to extend copyright laws because here in the next 10 years or so, their character is about to enter the public domain. Snow White, Mickey Mouse, and they're trying to get laws passed to where they get to extend their copyright. Nobody else can use that shit, which, you know, is fucking crazy. Like, they give you 80 years copyright, you know, and now they're like, nah, we're going to need another 80. Like, we're going to need a little bit more. Okay. And their legal team, man, it's no fucking joke.
How extensive do you think that is? Is that more like just wording it correctly? Or is that like money exchanging hands, conversation about a dinner talk?
Oh, you know? Fuck yeah, man. Hell yeah. Like, okay, first of all, and I know this is going to sound a little racist, but fuck it. The company's ran by Jews. Them fuckers, they don't play around, John. They're not fucking around. Jews aren't playing with your ass. Like, them fuckers are about the money. And they don't care about anything else.
A lawyer? A good one?
They're lawyers. They're fucking... The guys that run it, Eisner. I mean, they're all fucking Jews, man. They don't... And I'm not saying that's just the thing that they do well. Mm-hmm. And... if that means they got to put a little bit of extra money in somebody's pocket, if they got to go talk to a legislator and be like, hey, you know, here's a way you can word this, or here's a way you can change this theory.
It's a lot of donating. Like, hey,
yeah,
what school you should go to? I'll go build a fucking clock tower. Oh hey, yeah. Where you live? I'll mow that down and make a nice park for y'all over there. Yeah.
It's our character. It's Snow White. We just need her to, make a little bit of money off of her for another fucking few decades while I'm still alive.
But it's so crazy. Like here's this character, Mickey Mouse, just fucking old, and it's still banking, you know, making money, you know.
Well, that's what they're going to argue. They're going to say, look, we're still getting practical use out of this character, and it's not going to be fair that, you know, Warner Brothers could start publishing Mickey Mouse. That's not going to be fair to us, you know. But that's the way it is.
I've talked to Jacob how laws work. I'm pretty sure I know he deals with insurance laws. Now that's way different, but
yeah. You know. Well, in copyright law, maybe it does need to change, because back when Mickey Mouse was created, you would never think that your character would last 80 years. Like, you just wouldn't think that. I mean,
no.
You know, it's like it, like the books, like when those laws were made 100 years ago. Okay, think about the characters you had. Don Quixote. The fucker had been around for 500 years at that point. Like, nobody, no family member's getting money off of Don Quixote anymore. The book's been written. Frankenstein, that bitch had been dead for a while. Sherlock Holmes, okay. Now you got something there. But they went ahead and let the Sherlock Holmes shit go. So, I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do. I'll be curious to see what happens.
Oh, even then, off topic, but a little bit on topic. Next year, Power Rangers versus Godzilla.
That's gonna happen
in the comic books.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, fuck. Godzilla will mop the floor of them fucking kids, man. Did you see how he beat King Kong's ass? Like,
because the Dragonzord isn't as fast and nimble as Godzilla. But you know what? When you watch that Godzilla movie, that Mechagodzilla is taking him fucking town. I can see how they did it, or how they did, because if he didn't move, the jets pushed him, you know, pushed his arm. But like, so it made sense, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, though. With that Godzilla, the fact that he could bore a hole into the center of the fucking earth, that kind of puts him.
I see you, fucker.
I mean, I don't know.
Right there. He blew right where he was at.
I mean,
that made no sense. Like,
I don't. I don't think they really grasped. I think they were just kind of like.
They had to fly across the world to go down. And Godzilla fucking blows a hole in like 2 minutes.
The center of the earth ain't just like a mile down. Like, it's fucking far. Like, for him to blow out all that bedrock and shit like that. Come on, man. They were, and I think they were in. Where did the fight happen?
And they were communicating. Hey, fuck you.
Did the fight happen in Hong Kong? Is that where they were at? Were they busting up Hong Kong?
Yeah, he blew the hole through Hong Kong, and somehow Kong managed to climb from the center of Earth to Hong Kong in like 2 minutes again. He managed to climb.
But they came in through Antarctica, though, right? Isn't that where they fucking went in?
Yes.
Kong went in through Antarctica. So they go in through Antarctica, and China, well, Antarctica.
Earth. Remember, they went to that little.
Yeah.
They were speech to center Earth.
I think you got to do some movie bullshittery there, but. Fucking Godzilla, man! The Megazord don't stand a fucking chance. Those idiot teenagers—they're gonna get their ass. I mean, that's the one thing they'll have. You know, humans are supposed to be smarter, but unless they take it to him early,
there's gonna be a twist in it. There's gonna be a twist.
Yeah. Well, of course they're gonna have to fight a greater evil.
Rita's gonna take over Godzilla somehow.
Yeah.
They gotta try to stop him.
Right.
They get Godzilla back in control.
Right.
Rita's done. Made some other super Godzilla, or you know, what's another?
If they showed up, and let's say Godzilla's there, and they're like, okay, Power Rangers, he's destroying the city, got to stop him, and they're like, you know what? Instead of like trying to do this one at a time, bring that fucking Brontosaurus, put the Dragon Zord on top, load all the fucking cannons up, give me the sword, and roll me in front of that damn thing, and then let me unload everything. You might be able to do it.
What happened? What happened to that one with it, like the thing like a big old turtle? And they, like, did my fucking cannons on
it? Put that fucking turtle on the back of it. Whatever that goddamn turtle was, I don't remember all that shit.
Remember that one? They just fired everything they had.
Yeah, just fuck unload fucking every
that was
Zord you got.
I forget what that was called, but that guy, like, man, they had like 30 cannons on it.
Yeah, just roll that bitch up and unload it all. That's the only way they're beating Godzilla because Godzilla not fucking around, man. Like,
I feel like it's gonna be like. I want it to be something quick, like, all right, let's transform and get the Megazord and Godzilla. Godzilla just fucks him up, you know, just starts ripping him apart, you know.
Now, what would be cool is, like, they're getting in that fight like that, and then, like, Ultraman shows up, and then he tries to help out, you know.
Big deal back. He was the game changer. He was like, that show called,
And I wanted to see Pacific Rim Robot show up too. I wanted to see like the Gypsy Danger.
That'd be cool. You know, combining those universes together, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. I was thinking the next movie they're gonna bring in the aliens. They're gonna do like more alien stuff, like have the space Godzilla and then the aliens come in and they're like, hey, you humans, you're fucking up. And
I'm kind of getting where you're at, saying I'm like, you know, with the new Sonic movie coming out. Dr. Robotnik comes back. I discovered that the most powerful thing in the universe, and it's on Earth. I'm like, all right, yeah, of course.
They should have shifted Sonic 2 back to Mobius. But I get why they don't want to do that because the first one was set mostly in Earth, and they're like, we don't want to go all CGI because then it's just a cartoon. Mm-hmm. So what's the balance? What do you do? You know, so I kind of get it. Maybe you could start off like having, you know, Sonic's chilling on Earth, or maybe like he goes back and forth. He goes between dimensions. He's in Mobius, then he's on Earth, and like, you know, do something like that. Because there's always in the games, there's always an Earth stage. There's a casino. So, you know, there's like an industrial area.
I mean, just him running through a casino, he stuff, you know, just
made that sound. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but I liked that first Sonic the movie. I thought it was a good little kid movie. Like, it's a good little fun little movie to watch. Oh, yeah. So.
I mean, we liked it a lot. Now you got Tails showing up. You got Knuckles showing up. Robotnik's back in his little orb.
Do you think the new Mario movie is going to be any good? Chris Pratt?
You guys showed me a trailer. Chris Pratt paying Mario. He said he went through a lot of voice acting to get it kind of right. You know, let me see the trailer. Let me see.
You think it's going to sound like that Italian idiot? It's a me, Mario. You think it's going to be just like that?
Maybe, you know, I guess with a lot of voice acting, you're allowed to shift his voice, you know, I guess, because, you know, in reality, come on, Mario is a fictional character. We don't know exactly what he sounds like. I know people are going to be like, no, he sounds like this. It's me, Mario. Like, yeah, but, you know, how is he
talking?
You know,
my whole life, Sonic the Hedgehog sounded like Urkel. He sounded like Jaleel White. That was the voice in two cartoons. They had Jaleel White was, and then they changed it to this other kid. And I was like, kind of miss Jaleel White, man.
And but you look at the Mario movie, like, but that one, Mario's a fat, literally a flat.
Oh, God.
With a dark voice. Oh, God, Luigi.
Yeah. Well, that guy was a Brit. They had a Brit and they had a Mexican. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And they said, we're the Mario Brothers. I'm Mario Mario. And this is Luigi Mario. That's why we're the Mario Brothers. Like, that fucking movie sucked. I remember when I was a kid, like, I was like, oh, Mario. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, because it was like trying to figure out who was what. Okay, that's Mario. That's King Koopa. That's Yoshi. That's the princess. But the movie sucked ass. Like, that was a fucking terrible.
Wait, when they used the boots, it was the boots, Logan, Stan, Bruce, Lil, and
Yeah, the stomp boots.
You'd think they'd be like, Yeah,
we're done. Man, when the guy who made Mario Miyamoto saw that movie, he was probably like, what the fuck happened? Like, what did they do? Like, I can't believe this shit. Are you looking forward to the next Mortal Kombat? You think the next Mortal Kombat will be good?
They gave him more money, so.
Well, they better give it for more fucking money. But you know what? That last Mortal Kombat movie, the only reason why it works is because of Kano. If you didn't have Kano in that movie.
Kano, for being a villain, it's just his shit talking to say that movie. I'm looking at a lot of these characters going like, man, like, I don't remember you being a pussy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. I know we talked. Go ahead.
Like I said, he saved the movie because it's for his attitude. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. If you don't have Kano in that Mortal Kombat movie, it was good. It was a B. Like, it was like the old Street Fighter, like the Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter. Yeah. That's what that movie would have been without Kano.
Costume wise, Sub-Zero looked good. Scorpion looked good.
I think that Scorpion guy is a little too small. The actor for Scorpion, a little too small for me.
A little too small. Well, I think they were going for that actor though. Like, no, we need to, which, you know, he was really good. He's a good actor.
I love that actor, but Scorpion. I think you could maybe, like, if he takes the mask off, it's that actor. But when he's running around in the ninja suit, have it be somebody else. Because that dude's a little too small to be the fucking most brutal killer in the whole goddamn fucking thing.
A lot of people ask, like, well, how did Scorpion get out of hell? Well, it's Scorpion. So he gets all pass. You know,
he just figured out how to get out of hell. Like, with hatred, pure hatred, got him out of hell.
He's so mad. But you know what? Go ahead, handle up, but you got to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. So are you watching any good shows right now? Are you checking out anything?
I'm trying to watch Hawkeye. I barely watched the first episode. I'm trying to watch Hawkeye. I'm trying to watch Dexter. I'm trying to watch I don't know what these other shows are I'm trying to watch, but yeah, I'm trying to watch like four different shows. Even try to catch up on. Hell, even the new He-Man. I'm not even caught up on that.
You didn't watch the new He-Man yet?
I'm so behind on everything. I'm trying to.
Did you watch the one that you bought the toys for the boys today? Have you watched that one yet?
I haven't watched that one yet.
What?
Yeah. I haven't watched that one yet. I'm so behind.
Oh, my God, John. The fucking so you haven't seen what happens to Adam? Like, you don't know what happens
yet? But now he just got back.
Oh, man.
I'll try.
I'll just give you a little hint. He's able to think about what would happen if you try to summon the power and you didn't have the sword. Yeah, it's fucking. You gotta watch it, man. It ends really good.
Did he like the man? I tried to find a Skeletor. I couldn't find Skeletor. I saw Man at Arms. He was the only one left. Like,
You heard Roger when he said that. He's like, Man at Arms. Like, they are super into it, man. They love He-Man. That's their thing.
I was like, did Shane tell him that? No, he knew who that was. Like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah, they've been playing. They played with them toys as soon as we got home. And then Roger had all the Sonic guys out. And then Riker, as I pull out one He-Man, he grabs it. And I grab another one. Riker grabs that one, puts the other one down. And I pull out another one. He grabs that one, puts the other one down. And then, Roger was having fun with them, man. They were having a good time. I got them all lined up now, so in the morning when they get up, they can go play with them. But, fucking, when I line the toys up, Riker just goes over there and slams them all down. He doesn't like them standing up. He's like, knock that shit down. I don't want them standing up. Put them all down. I don't want to look at that. So, they love that stuff, man.
Are you watching anything special right now?
So, I started this series called The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime.
The Witcher comes out somewhere this week. Next time?
No, isn't The Witcher coming out? I got to fucking watch that. I love The Witcher, man.
I mean, he just That guy just fucking nailed it. I mean, you know.
Well, that's my only complaint. Henry Cavill is their best. Like, all them other the chicks in that movie are ugly. Like, they didn't hire one fine bitch to go with Cavill. Like, they got the nastiest looking troll to play that fucking Yennefer. And the Yennefer, the game, it's a fucking game. But Yennefer looks, I mean, the way they fucking made her is like, holy shit, that's a beautiful fucking character. And you get to see her naked. You get to see her tits. But in this fucking show, they find a fucking troll under a goddamn bridge. And, like, that bitch is ugly. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and not my type.
Maybe in the later episode, she uses that magic to make herself more, you know.
She did. And it didn't help. She did use the magic to make herself look better. And
they're gonna do it again through the movie, the show. They'll keep.
Well, they need a fucking. They're gonna have to CGI that bullshit because it just she's rough, man. I was like, goddamn, you can't. And then I think the chick they got to play Triss is ugly too. Like, these are supposed to be the most beautiful women in all the land. They're supposed to be using magic to make themselves beautiful. And y'all found some fucking trolls. Like, I understand Cavill looks so good, and maybe that's your point. You're like, oh, we got the handsomest guy in all movies.
For him, you know, the only guy's right here. Even in the backup scene. You know,
but fucking hags.
He's a big nerd, right?
Yeah. I know he's really into Lord of the Rings. That's kind of his jam.
Warhammer, all that stuff.
Yeah, Warhammer. Yeah, he's into that kind of stuff.
It's I know the world, you know, but I know all the ladies went crazy when he was building his own computer. You know,
you think they'll love?
I was 6 foot and that ripped and buff, just putting stuff together and it makes me look cool. You know.
You think they'll put him as Captain Britain? You think if they do the X-Men universe, they'll bring him in as Captain Britain?
If they do that, Shane, it should be, you know, out of the way, Chris Evans. It's Captain Britain time, you know. Chris Evans, it'd be a run for your money if Captain Britain shows up, you know.
If Cavill went to Marvel and played Captain Britain, do you think Chris Evans would come to DC and play, like, a DC character, like Green Arrow or something? Or
no, they need him. Top tier hero, like not great.
Oh, okay. Let's see who would be a good one.
Not he could Batman, do. Not Superman.
Let's take a look.
Like maybe that's Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan. Yeah, that's a good point. Didn't think about that. They could have him be the old Green Lantern, the Alan Scott Green Lantern, or maybe
that one.
Firestorm.
Maybe Firestone.
Let's see who else we got over here.
Top tier hero, you know.
In DC, you got Booster Gold.
He might be a good Booster Gold.
Yeah, I can see him doing that. Captain Atom, be a fucking that didn't be much of a stretch. America, now you can Captain Atom.
Yeah, Captain Man, that you know that would be just trying to slap him in the face. We got Captain Atom.
Yeah, I think Hal Jordan would be a good pick for him, though. But they were trying to hint that Tom Cruise is going to be Hal Jordan.
Oh, you know what? I can see him doing that.
He's holding off putting out the new Top Gun movie because he wants to wait until COVID is completely done. Like, the movie's fucking finished. And he's I'm not releasing it yet.
I was just about to ask about the Top Gun movie. I was just about to ask about that.
You know what's shitty? They did a picture of the chick that was his love interest in the first Top, and she looks like a fucking grandma now. And Tom Cruise looks the exact same. And they're the same age, but she looks like fucking granny. And you know, he's fucking Tom Cruise still. He's immortal. So, they're bringing back Val Kilmer. They're bringing back Val Kilmer, even though he's all fucked up right now. They're bringing him back.
How's he going to come back, man?
Cruise said he ain't doing the movie unless he's got Val Kilmer in it.
Doing what in a wheelchair? Like he's
that maybe guy. Maybe his ship got crashed or something. Maybe his plane got shot down and he can't talk anymore or something. I don't know.
So all you gotta do is say this one line, or you know. But
yeah, we'll go visit you at the VA. You're high on drugs or you're depressed or something. I don't know.
Maybe that will work. I will go visit a friend of mine. He's just there in the wheelchair. He's like three lines of shit, you know. But
yeah, or he just bites at him again. He just bites at him.
Like, I always thought that was weird. He does like what the guy. Shit is that, man? He's looking to just buy it.
That movie, though, they weren't really fighting it back. No, they went up against a China ace at the end of it, right? There's a Chinese ace. Yeah. Is that who they went up against?
That was just more like, you know, a pissing contest between those two. It's all it was, you know.
Okay. So they're not really, like, they weren't really fighting. Like, there wasn't, like, a...
Well, they probably got into it, but, you know, they, for them, that was like, you know, I'm the best. No, I'm the best kind of bullshit. You know, that's all
that shit. Yeah. I haven't watched that movie in a while. I might have to go back and watch it. Or probably not. Whatever. I might watch it before I watch the new one.
And that one, something about we got these new high-tech jets. Someone uses EMP, knocks out all of our cool new jets. We got to go back to the F-16s, but no one that knows how to drive.
Oh, that's what they're doing?
Something like that. Like you can't have high-tech stuff. We can't drive analog. And it's like Pacific Rim. I know someone who can. And, you know, it's
Cruise, you know. And he's supposed to be like a shitty pilot now. He's like a delivery pilot or something.
No,
like,
he's still a badass pilot. Just I think he just like crops and some shit. I think he's supposed to be a good.
Okay, it's a crop duster now. So he's doing stunts.
Still a good pilot, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we'll see.
That's pretty much, I think, by the trailers, I remember that's the gist of it. Is super high-tech planes, they got taken out. What do? You got to get, you got to pull out the old shit, you know.
Well, good luck with that, God damn it. Analog. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking. Well, you think they let Tom Cruise really fly the plane?
I heard something said Tom did, but I'm sure the military wouldn't let him be and fly a, you know.
He's like, come on. I'm good for it, guys. I'm good for it. I'm good for 10 mil. I got 10 mil. Let's do it.
In the Mission Impossible movie, in the helicopter scene, that was actually him flying the helicopter.
Fucking idiot.
He flew his own helicopter while controlling the camera at the same time.
So that's the only reason why people go watch his movies, to see, hey, let's look at Tom Cruise, fucking a millionaire, risk it all for a damn movie. Instead of letting a stuntman who's trained and paid to do it, let's go watch Tom Cruise do it. Sometimes, people in Hollywood,
you know,
they get pissed. Like in the movie, what's the movie, Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
You remember Dennis Leary, the guy that was like, I want Taco Bell. I want to run around the street naked. I want to, you know, I want to rub it all over my body. That guy?
Yeah.
He was pissed because he was like, oh, yeah, you know how they advertised Wesley Snipes did his own stunts. He's like, yeah, he came in and it took him all day and they sucked. And as soon as he went off the set, they brought in the stuntmen. They made us all shoot it over again because it sucked. And he risks getting hurt. And if he gets hurt, they got to shut down production. And now we're all held up waiting for this fucking movie to film. So, yeah, they don't. A lot of people don't like them actors doing their own stunts because it doesn't go well. Yeah. So,
well, real quick, how much time we got? Real quick.
About 4 minutes.
Okay. Real quick. Did Bruce, what's that guy's name? Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, he was in, yeah, Bruce Campbell. He's the Hell to the King, baby.
No, the one who shot that lady.
Oh.
The one who accidentally shot the lady. Man, I think about the guns lately. Oh, God, I can't believe the damn name.
What are you talking about?
Alex Baldwin.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. Did you watch his thing?
Yeah, remember he shot the,
Yeah, I know the story. Yeah, he shot that lady, yeah.
What do you think it is? His fault, or do you think it's the armorist's fault?
Totally the armorer's fault. I mean, the armorer ultimately bears responsibility. However, that being said, Alec Baldwin, you know, come on, bro. You know, just I think he could have been a little bit better, but I don't think it's his fault. I mean, I really don't. I think he's handed the gun. He's assuming everybody did their part. He said he didn't pull the trigger. He said he was just waving it around, and it just went off.
It was Will Smith or Tom Cruise, I can't remember which one it was, said when they're handed the gun, even though the armorist already checked the gun, they still need to pull out the clip, check the barrel to make sure everything was correct. And she even showed the other actors, he had shown the actors that he had the gun, you know. It's a process. Was there a fumble somewhere? Mm-hmm. Clearly, if a live bullet made it into the gun and the armorist didn't check the gun, clearly he didn't do his job. But I don't because at one point Alex said he handed the gun back to the guy to readjust his belt. He handed the gun back to him. Is that enough time to slip a bullet in for some stupid reason? I don't know.
I think, why are you using real guns? Get a fucking prop gun and CGI the effects. Like, why do you got to use a real one anymore? You know,
my mom said the same thing, but it seems like you're not gonna get that same effect though. You're in the same
the recoil.
You know, you're not gonna get the same effect.
It wasn't that good of a fucking movie. It's not gonna be the best movie ever made. It wasn't worth somebody's life like that. No, it's Alec Baldwin.
I'm pretty sure that movie's dead.
The last good movie Alec Baldwin was in, I can't even remember what the fuck it was. Some kind of political movie or something.
I try to remember action movies, and I'm pretty sure there's an action movie with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, The Shadow. He was The Shadow in the 90s.
He was The Shadow. What a piece of garbage.
That was his superhero movie. They had The Shadow, and then they had The Phantom. I like The Phantom.
I say that, but I like The Shadow. It's actually not a bad movie.
It's a goofy little 90s movie.
Isn't that the one, like he pretty much was like a bum. Like,
yeah,
right, you owe me a favor. Like you're a bum. You're just bumming right.
Yeah. The Shadow. Yeah. Well. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this one up.
Oh man, but all right then, brother. What are you doing? Did you go jump on?
You want to get on it right now?
Probably like 10 minutes. I'll be on.
Right now.
Aaron just texted me too. Aaron's on right now, waiting for us.
Okay, I'll join in.
All right, talk to you a little bit.
All right, bye.